Once a month, we'd like to get Dr. Paul in from Cowes Chiropractic Clinic. Have I got my teeth in right and said it right?
Perfect.
Good, good. How are you, sir?
Excellent, thank you very much. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I've got a spring in my step. I don't get headaches anymore, and that's all thanks to you.
Magic.
You are like God now to me. I'm going to call you Dr. God from now
that's
on.
That's fine by me. Yeah,
We've spoken about before in the past, my neck, shoulders, posture, causing me problems, headaches, all sorted. Okay, and today we want to take a slightly different approach. We want to talk about injuries. Old injuries, how they can reoccur, and what can we do about them? Should we tell the story? You were manipulating my wife. Is that the correct term to put?
You can call it manipulating. Yeah, I guess there's loads of different words for it. Yeah, manipulation specifically, any profession manipulate. So you've got physios manipulate, osteos manipulate, and chiros manipulate. So it's a general term for moving a joint to free restrictions. For chiropractic, it's slightly different because I think you're really making a change to the body. I call it adjusting because you're making an adjustment to somebody, so moving the body into a more positive place than it was before. So I call it adjustment, but adjustment, manipulation. Some people say they just get whacked about, clicked about. That's fine.
You whacked me about last week, but yeah. I mean, the next day was just amazing. You know, good. A spring in the step and everything. But my wife mentioned that you picked up that she'd had an injury. To her ankle that she'd forgotten about, but you knew about. How did you do that then?
I guess it's just because I'm God, like you said before. there's with anything that and we were just talking about it earlier as well. So with any particular joint that you look at, normally it will, if there's a pre-existing injury. So ankles are an absolute classic. Most people at some point have had a tumble over their ankle, and often it doesn't have any effect, so it's fine, just a bit bruised, a bit sore for a while, and then sometimes it can last for a bit longer. What always happens when any joint has become injured at some point is that the joint above it, so for the knee, and then the joints below it will become affected. So with something like the ankle, so imagine that you've gone over in your ankle, you've twisted it really badly, say playing football or something like that.
Yeah.
Or you've fallen down the stairs. For a while, that joint's going to be really aggravated. It's going to be very, very swollen. It means you're going to be using it in a very different way than you used it before. So just specifically on that side of the injury, that means that, as an example, your knee is going to be working very, very differently than it was before. So different forces are going to be going through your knee than they did before you'd injured your ankle. Over time, it may be that sorts itself out. The ankle eases off, relaxes down, and everything comes back to normal. It does mean that for the period of time that ankle was injured, then your muscles, your joints, your ligaments, your nervous system is going to be working differently in that area. Plus, the other side, you limp for a while. Limping on that side means you're not going to be exercising the muscles in the same way. The other side, you're going to be putting more weight through that side. So it also means your other side is going to be compensating in some way. So that's what you're always trying to look at as a chiropractor, is the compensation patterns in the body. So without saying too much, your wife had a bit of a low back problem. So when you look at stuff like that, then it hasn't particularly resolved over years and years and years. You can never look at that one joint in isolation. That's why it's really great. And I know that's why we work in the way we do at Cowes Chiropractic Clinic. We always look at your whole body. There's no way that your lower back is the only problem.
Yeah,
that's the,
sure.
That is the area of your body that the pain's manifesting. That's where the problem area is. But there's no way that there won't be a problem with your knee, with your ankle. This goes all the way up. It's called the kinematic chain. So basically the movement patterns in your body. If there's a movement pattern in your ankle, it means the rest of your body will have to be working in slightly different ways. And that's where you have to look at the whole picture to try and get somebody as best as you possibly can do.
Okay. I mean, just going back to, I was talking about my ankle problem, which I reckon about 20 years ago, I twisted it I stepped out of a van and I went over on me ankle on part of the road and the pavement. and it was horrible for about 8-9 months. It was agony, and I thought I'd broken my ankle first time round, but obviously I didn't. But there was a massive issue, and then obviously I kind of thought that it was fixed, and then about 18 months later, I'm having a bit of a sprint because it's raining and I don't want to get my air wet, and all of a sudden it's gone. I've felt it go again, and I can feel it. I'm sort of moving it around now, and I can feel it, and I know exactly where it is, and it's the same place. So how can we? Is it something that you then have to live with, or can it be put back in and whatever? Because I haven't got a clue what kind of damage I've done to it.
Yeah, that's the tricky part to come through. So, what you can always do is, as I said, so going back to what we talked about before, what you can always do is, if there is a problem that you can't fix in a joint, say somebody has osteoarthritis. So that's a degeneration of the actual joint itself. Normally, there's been an injury beforehand. A knee is a classic one. So you have a knee injury, you have a fall on the knee. Normally in the older people, you have a fall on the knee. That joint then doesn't move properly. And the actual joint itself, so the joint surfaces that should run smoothly over each other, they become worn down. And it means that joint doesn't work and isn't as smooth movement as it used to be. You're never going to be able to completely reverse the negative effects that it's had on the actual joints, the actual bone itself. What you can always do, however, is manage it as best as you possibly can do. So you can ease off the muscles in the area, so the muscles are going to become tight and they're going to be doing a different job because that joint isn't moving as it should do. So you can always ease off the muscles in that area to take everything easy. And then, as I said before, you can always work the ankle, will be effective and will be contributing to the dysfunction of the knee, and so will the hip as well, and the lower back. So you can work on those two to make sure that the problem doesn't get any worse. That's what you can. That's one way you can approach it. In terms of your ankle injury that's been there for a long time, that's a case of really getting stuck in there and seeing if we can find out exactly what's going on in your ankle. So we could look for more compensation patterns for what's going on specifically. You do a load of tests to see if you could work out exactly what's happening in the ankle. You can do a lot of muscle tests. So the muscle tests, the nerves supply the muscles. And so if there's a problem with the nervous system, which in fact always happens in an injury, part of the big problem with a specific something like an ankle is the nerve supply there is absolutely huge, because that's an area of your body that's supplying lots of information about balance to your brain. So your feet and ankle really rich in nerve endings, so that they can tell your brain exactly how you're moving. Very complex structure, and you're going to be moving over lots of different structures as well when you're walking around. When the joint becomes really aggravated, it scrambles the information that the nervous system from your ankles is sending up to your brain, and it doesn't get a clear picture of what exactly is going on there anymore. So a double problem is that you don't have the same control and balance in your ankle as you used to. So a lot of that, a great one for you would be rehabilitation stuff too. And one of the best things for rehabilitating the ankles is a wobble board. So there, right. It's kind of like it's kind of like a flying saucer with a round ball at the bottom, and it's like an upside down flan, but with a wider bit. You stand on the wider bit, and then you're basically, it's because it's an it's not a controlled surface, you wobble to each side. Very, very subtle, very, very tiny, but what you're doing is rehabilitating that ankle over time. So
that sounds like fun.
You can do it while you're watching the TV once you get the hang of it, because you can go you can have falls as well with those stuff too.
Right, so don't go being near a window when you do it then.
No. Get away from the expensive crockery.
It's really funny that it's been kind of dormant for, I would best say, the best part of 20 years.
Yeah.
And it was only last, I blame my son, he took me to the park to play football, and it just turned it, just in an instant, and there it was. It was back there. So I blame him, but it's just a fascinating thing that these things can be dormant in you. Because you know it's there, you know it's like a point there where if you did something silly, it would flare up again. Is it a weakness?
Weakness is definitely a part of it, yeah. There's your nervous system, your muscle integrity, and the alignment of your bones are going to be slightly compromised, probably, with something like that. So whenever you injure something, it may be that the actual joint alignment isn't quite right, so the joint's misaligned. When the joint's misaligned, the nervous system doesn't work properly. That's one of the key things. But also, the muscles work differently, and they have to work in a different way than they did before. If you tear the muscles themselves, then they have something called scar tissue. And it's a bit like a nice woolly scarf. That's what muscle fibers look like. They're nicely interwoven and everything's nice and balanced and even. And when you pull a scarf apart, it pulls apart nice and easy. You can imagine that you, say, burn part of that scarf, so the fibers all tense up with each other and they don't interlace the way they did before. So when you try and stretch that scarf out, you don't get that same stretch anymore. That's kind of like what happens in muscles when you get scar tissue, there will be chiropractors who work like that. So there can be very deep tissue massage to get in to try and ease off those muscles as well. What can happen is just by restoring the normal alignment to the bones helps the muscle to actually work properly. Nervous system fires up and actually does its job properly. And part of the nervous system is to move you towards greater health and promote healing when it can do. So when you start manipulating or adjusting the ankle, that can have a huge effect too. The interesting thing with what you're saying is that it's been dormant for 20 years until you go and do something. This is one of the reasons that I really advise people to go and get checked by a chiropractor when they're feeling well. You don't have to go when you're in pain, because these things still come up. Say your wife, for instance, that was something we picked up on that she wasn't necessarily concerned about or complaining about. She wasn't aware there was any pain there. However, it was an area of dysfunction with her that was causing an effect elsewhere. So part of it, and again, it's a classic thing with people, you peel away the layers a little bit. It's a bit like an onion layer. You can come up, somebody comes in with a very specific problem, you peel that away, you work out it's definitely there, a specific vertebrae in their lower back, that's fine, you adjust that changes, but then you peel that away a layer and there's often more and more and more, and you just help to get to the real issue, the real root of somebody's problem when you peel away these layers. And there are loads of athletes use chiropractic for three reasons, actually. So one of them is to treat injuries, the other one is to prevent injuries. That's a really important one too. So if you were going to go out and play football with your son every single week and it'd take you to task, although it sounds like you took him to task a little bit, then you want to prevent those injuries happening going forward. Like, this is what these athletes do as part of the whole training regime, is that you get adjusted to make sure that you keep that, you prevent those injuries going forward. Finally, is to boost performance. So there's some really cool research.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll chat about that then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's a fascinating thing, and I'm just interested by injuries.
Yep.
For some reason, I don't know. Anyway, I just want to say that, you know, I'm so pleased that you put that seed of thought in my wife's head about her having a bad ankle now, because she's playing on it.
Is she? Could you make me to make the tea?
Right? Yeah.
Really? I need to put my feet up.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more from Paul and a hit from Linda Lewis.
The all-new Mid-Morning Show, brought to you in association with Cowes Chiropractic Clinic. If you've ever suffered with symptoms such as back pain, neck pain, joint pain, pregnancy pain, headache or migraines, call us now for a free health check on 282810.
Now we've got Dr. Paul in, and we are talking muscles, bones. We're talking injuries. It's a fascinating thing. We were talking about sports injuries. I mean, we talked about knees and ankles. I'm guessing they are the most common.
It depends what sport you do, really. So yeah, footballers, it's classic. Footballers, skiers, snowboarders, all of that kind of stuff. Ankles and knees are going to go. But you could injure. You could injure pretty much anything, to be honest. So it depends how you fall. But yeah, knee and ankles are your classic ones. But then, as we said beforehand, if you have a knee and ankle injury, there's a very strong chance that it is going to be affecting how your lower back moves as well. So that's why it's important to look at the whole picture, essentially. There's a really lovely McTominay chiropractor. So the technique we mainly use at Cows Chiropractic is called McTimony. So there are over 250 ways of practicing as a chiropractor, over 250 different types of technique. McTimony is just one of them, and it's all designed to boost the way your nervous system works so that you function and perform as best as you possibly can do, essentially. But we have a McTimony chiropractor at Arsenal, actually, who works with all of the guys there, and she's amazing to talk to because they have a specific program initially where that's lots of functional movement tests for all of their footballers there. If they don't pass the functional movement tests, they're sent straight to her. And so when she works as a chiropractor, she makes sure that they're able to do all the normal tasks, simple stuff, just such as squatting down, moving in particular ways, all the ways our bodies are naturally designed to move. We often have underlying problems with those initially. That could be due to poor posture. That could be due to pre-existing injuries. So if they don't get past that stage, they go to her. She realigns everything, essentially, makes sure everything's moving properly, all the joints are doing the right job, muscles are eased off, nervous system's firing. And then when they do that, no problem. They're not even allowed to train before they get to that stage, until they've completed that part of their rehabilitation, essentially, because all the research they've done and their experience shows that they're much likely to injure themselves if they're not already ready, if their bodies aren't already basically ready to take that intensive training. So they'll see a chiropractor before they even start training to make sure everything's doing its right job to prevent injury going forward.
I suppose when they're paying as much as they are for these players, they've got to treat them like, you know, absolutely, a Rolls Royce, haven't they?
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
So I know that, being an Arsenal fan, I know a bit about Arsenal because I know that since Arsene Wenger's went there, he's in the last 15, 16 years, he's big on fitness.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine that that's part of his regime. He's brought that in.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at some sports injuries. I mean, last week, I don't know whether you saw this last week, there was a guy on a bike. I think it was what do they call it? Motor. It was not speedway, not just on a really, really fast bike. The world champion came off his bike and broke his collarbone, and he was racing 4 or 5 days later. I mean, it was just incredible, and that's what they do. Footballers and people that ride bikes and daft things like that. I always thought that footballers, if they break a nail, they won't play. They'll have a weekend off. So I mean, you know, but these injuries. I mean, this guy broke his. I think it was another one. Broke his hip. He broke a hip. And he had to be helped on a cyclist this morning. I don't know whether you saw this. It's the British cyclist for Team Sky. Mm-hmm. He had to be helped onto his bike because he'd fractured a hip. And there he was, cycling in the Tour de France. I mean, how the hell can he do this?
I don't know how to do that. That's the wonders of the modern medicine as well. It's just quite incredible. It's to getting people back into getting people that well that quickly. I'm still amazed. So that's the thing. So initially, yeah, with something like that, you don't necessarily want to go and see a chiropractor straight away. You want to get a broken bone sorted.
So there's
a time and a place. However, after that point, that's when we can jump in and help. So the classic thing with any kind of an injury is that you get the change in the alignment of the bone. You get a change in how the muscles work around that joint, and then the nervous system doesn't work properly, and it's basically essentially just about getting that joint doing its job properly. So I'm trying to think of some other classic injuries you'd get. People who do a lot of people are really into this, the kind of fighting at the moment, so the UFC type stuff, which is mixed martial arts. So there's a hell of a lot of pressure. There's quite a lot of, it's like a combination of kind of kickboxing type stuff and also wrestling at the same time, grappling, and the amount of force and unusual force that goes through the neck in these things is massive. So you're getting a lot of these guys with really, really bad neck problems coming along to see chiropractors, see if we can help them out as well. That's a really common problem as well at the moment.
Okay, well, we've got Wimbledon going on at the moment, so tennis elbow. I've heard people say they've got tennis elbow, and I think it's that you don't always have to have a game of tennis to get tennis elbow. So what is it, and how can you what's the best thing for it?
Tennis elbow is a classic one because they found that tennis elbow is similar to golfer's elbow. They've actually found that more tennis players are likely to get golfer's elbow and more golfers are likely to get tennis elbow. It's a slightly different muscle basically that's working your arm. Overuse injuries basically. So with tennis, it's the muscles of the forearm become very, very tight because they're used over and over and over and over and over again. And one thing that happens is the muscles themselves just become too fatigued. They basically can't work anymore. But also a lot of the tendons, so the part of the muscle that attaches to the bone to make it move, they can slide and slip over another bone that's underneath. And a lot of them have kind of almost like pads that help them to move smoothly. And what can happen is that pad itself can become very, 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 very angry because it's just been moved over and irritated and aggravated so much. And then eventually that becomes inflamed and aggravated. And then every time you perform that movement, it's the same one over and over again. It just becomes absolutely agony, absolutely agony. So for something like that, you make sure that the again joints moving properly, and you take a hell of a lot of muscle tension out of the muscles as well. So a lot of easing it off. Again, with tennis elbow, wrist's going to be affected, shoulder's going to be affected. So you've got to really be working on both of those as well, because you're going to have a problem with your wrist. There's no way that your wrist is going to be working properly if your elbows become aggravated, and your shoulder's going to have to have changed too. So you want to work into the shoulder as well. It's going to be affecting the neck as well. There's always going to be a knock-on effect going on in the spine, so you're going to be working on making sure the spine's, particularly the neck's, working as well. So again, you're always looking at this kind of chain of movement that's going on in specific joints.
Hey, look, it's fascinating to talk to you. It really is, because I've found out more in the last 2-3 months about my own body than I've found out in a long, long time.
Well, you're pretty incredible, really, aren't you? I think that's the amazing thing to keep in mind, that we're all absolutely remarkable when you take the time to consider how complex and fantastic we are. Just, we have 300 trillion cells in our body, and each cell performs 1,000 different chemical reactions every single second.
It's just mind-boggling.
That's more. You have more cells in your body than stars in the Milky Way, and each one is performing 1,000 different complex chemical reaction every single second. That still blows my mind. Our bodies do this without us even having to think about it. We just get on. We just go through our days. We chuck coffee down our necks and go about our daily lives and experience the world, and we are blessed to have this incredible vehicle that takes us through the world, basically, that we don't have to do that much really to look after.
No, but we should, and we should do every little bit we can. And
exactly.
So we've just changing the subject slightly. We've just got these special super duper pillows that there's that dip in where you put your head. It's like you're having your head chopped off. It's one of those things. You put your head in there, and it's fascinating because I felt them, and they were hard. They were real rock hard, and I thought, I'm not going to get on with this at all. And the first night I slept for five hours because I went to sleep at about sort of 10:30, and 5 hours later I got up for a call of nature, and I thought, I haven't rolled over once, because I would remember rolling over because this thing was so hard. But it must have been comfortable, and I've been using it now for the last 3 nights. The only thing I will say is it is hard. But I wake up the next morning and I don't have those. The first morning I did, because I think it was just adjusting. Your body will adjust to it, because if you have the soft pillow and your head sinks right down, and obviously you're sleeping in that position, and then all of a sudden you go and put your head on a block, which is what it is, your head will stay there. So it's a different thing altogether when you wake up. But I'm on day 3 now, and I woke up this morning and I'm getting used to it. The only problem is when you roll over at night, you've then got to find this dip in your pillow. You've got to put your head back in the block, so to speak.
The good thing about those ones, I'm guessing you can't sleep on your front on those either, because that's not a great position for anybody with neck problems to sleep on the front, because you're turned over to one side and you put a lot of abnormal pressure into the joints. And I don't think those pillows really allow you to do that. I think you have to be on your back or you have to be on your side for them to actually work properly. And if you're on your front, then you probably give yourself a black eye if it's that hard. which is really good, because they're the optimal positions to be sleeping in. So yeah, those pillows encourage you to your neck to be in the position it was designed to be in, essentially, which is amazing. And I think probably just a quick tip. We've got time for a quick tip?
Yeah, go on, quick tip.
So with when you're sleeping, these pillows are great, by the way. So the Harley orthopedic pillows generally are fantastic. You can Amazon those ones. But generally, you want, when you're asleep, you want your neck to be in the same position as it would be if you were sat upright. Mm. So you can get a pillow. If you have too many pillows, then your head kind of leans over to the upwards too much. If you have too little pillows, then your head ends up leaning into the bed a bit too much. So you want to make sure that your whole spine's basically in line with the pillows that you're using. Otherwise, yeah, lots of people like to whack a load of soft pillows on, and then I know I used to, and then and that can give you neck problems going down the line. But generally, yeah, keep your neck as in line as you possibly can do with the rest of your spine, and that'll help.
Hey, look, it's great to see you again, and I know that you know, people are out there listening. More and more people will be thinking, right, what, this sounds good. What can I do? How can I do it? So,
best thing to do is come for a free health check to see at Cal's Chiropractic. There's apps. We'll have a look at you. Come in with, if you have a specific problem, that's great. We'll see if we can work out. We'll have a look and see if we can work out if chiropractic is going to be able to help you. If you just want to come and get checked up, you just think it's something you would like to do going forward, absolutely fine to come in. Free health check. It's fully clothed. It's we just do a few tests to work out what's going on, get a little bit of your history. It takes about 15 to 30 minutes. There is absolutely no obligation to take up care going forward. If you just want to come in, find out a bit more about it, have a chat to a chiropractor, then we're more than happy to see absolutely anybody. So just pop in. It's 01983 282810, and it's calschiropracticclinic.co.uk if you want to check out the website.
Brilliant. Thanks, Paul. You're a star.